Bonneville. To adapt to changing times and modern technology, the MD of Bonneville has updated and consolidated its public safety bylaws. On March 14, the MD of Bonneville Council gave second and third readings to a new consolidated public safety bylaw that includes regulations around drones and unmanned aerial vehicles, UAV, cannabis consumption in public areas, and the use of electric scooters and e-bikes on municipal trails. The consolidated public safety bylaw was brought before council and given first reading on November 23. After further discussion on January 10, council noted changes were still needed before the consolidated bylaw would be approved by council. The updates requested by council include changes to the proposed UAV and drone operation rules, and the allowance of electric scooters, electric bicycles, segways and similar equipment to be used on the MD's recreational trails. Earlier drafts of the proposed bylaw prohibited the use of drones over municipal and private lands within the MD. However, council shared that the use of drones by farmers and other industries to monitor fields and property is a growing trend. When it came to what equipment is appropriate to be used on MD trails, council expressed small electric vehicles such as electric bikes, scooters and segways are becoming common methods of commuting and should be permitted to operate on municipal trails, within limits. Both items of concern were reviewed and brought in line with council's vision of the bylaw during a committee of the whole meeting on February 21. Adapting to new technology. In the new 37-page consolidated public safety bylaw, it is prohibited to operate a drone or UAV unless permission has been obtained from the landowner in advance. The bylaw additionally states that it is prohibited to fly a drone or UAV at night or otherwise when there is reduced visibility, and it is prohibited to fly a drone or UAV near moving vehicles. Operators of drones or UAVs are also prohibited from flying over any municipally owned land, parks or campgrounds in the MD. When it comes to the new rules around electric scooters and e-bikes on municipal trails, riders are required to adhere to two main rules. The unit must not be able to exceed 32 km per hour, and the unit must not be capable of producing more than 500 watts of energy, states the Consolidated Public Safety Bylaw. Anyone riding electric vehicles on MD trails must be at least 12 years old. Additionally, operators under 14 years of age are required to wear a properly fitted bicycle helmet. Consumption of cannabis. When it comes to the consumption of cannabis, public places and businesses will be prohibited from allowing patrons to consume cannabis products in public areas. Private businesses could also face violations tickets if they do not prevent the consumption of the controlled substance in a public space. Furthermore, the proprietor and/or employer of a public place shall ensure that signs are posted in a prominent, clearly visible location and in accordance with this bylaw to clearly identify that consuming cannabis is prohibited, states the bylaw. The proprietors of a public place shall ensure that no consumption of cannabis signs are posted at all entrances to the public place, posted at the entrance to each washroom, and that signs are posted in the vicinity of any seating area where food or beverages are sold or consumed. The Consolidated Public Safety Bylaw does not have an equivalent section outlining regulations around the consumption of alcohol. Off-highway vehicles. The use of off-highway vehicles, OHV, also received special attention during the review of the public safety bylaw. It was noted that OHVs operating adjacent to or on municipal-controlled highways must travel in the same direction as traffic on the highway and not exceed 40 km per hour. An exemption to this rule is when traveling near a recreational trail. OHVs are not permitted in ditches directly adjacent to municipal recreational trails. It is important to note that while OHVs are permitted to be operated in ditches along municipally controlled highways, they are not permitted to be used in ditches or right-of-ways associated to primary or secondary highways under the jurisdiction of the province of Alberta. The Consolidated Public Safety Bylaw was passed unanimously by Council.